from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Frank Army, never fear, your general will be back next week. Frank has the week off. It's vacation time for the Frankster, little R&R. He's taking his daughter up to Berkeley to enroll her in college.
I guess it probably already happened, huh?
I guess so, yeah. So he's already written that first rent check. Oh. So there's 10 grand a month.
College and rent. 10 grand a month?
It's not cheap up there. I don't know what.
Whoa. God, how nice is her place?
So really, I mean, from Frank's standpoint, this is the weekend you could say he's all grown up. His kid has been dumped at college.
Seriously.
That makes you like, okay, your nest is half empty now.
You know what that makes me? I go, wow, I mean, we're about the same age. I could have a kid who's going to college. Like, that seems so crazy to me. But biologically, I could.
But so far, you don't know the joy of paying $30,000 or $40,000 a year.
Right.
Your kid to major in liberal arts.
Oh, no.
Anyway. True confession time. Now, you could all win a really, really nice prize. The most shocking, horrifying, morally bankrupt thing you've done.
I'll go with that one.
There we go. Mm-hmm. As decided by the ecumenical panel here, Father Frostini, mm-hmm. Sister
Kathy Lick,
and
Eric of the rectory.
Welcome, brothers and sisters.
We will decide if you deserve absolvation of your sin.
Okay.
It can be a sin which you have done and been caught for, sentenced for, done the time for the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be some horrible, secretive thing you've done that nobody knows about, but it's eating away at you inside.
Yeah.
Don't die like that.
Mm-mm.
You need to get it off your chest. You need to tell someone about it. The act of telling someone will make you feel better and then will absolve you of your sin. Yes, it's hallelujah time. It's time for a miracle. I say, yeah, we're going to absolve you of your sin. No matter what you have done, we care for you. Yeah. And we're going to absolve you. We're going to put our hands on the radio and you feel the power. Here's our number. Sinners. 800-955-KLOS. Now, let's just take them in the order they come in.
Okay.
You will feel so much better when you get this off your chest. And we'll start with line one. Hello, Diane. What have you done?
I faked an illness to get my family back together. I told my sister and my family that I had a brain tumor.
So.
God, Diane. Okay. Did it work?
It did, yeah. It did, and then now nobody talks to one another. They still don't know, but...
They still
don't... Wait, so what? You just got healed from...
It brought them back. They all gathered and rallied, and we had a happy family life, and, you know...
Yeah, but then tumor thing, when you say you have a brain tumor, you can't still be around forever and looking fine. How do you explain that?
That's not true. No, I did my homework. That's not necessarily true.
The treatments were working, Frosty.
I'm sorry.
Diane got healed. Now
you
her family
heal
fell
it.
Apart.
Thank you. I'm rather nervous because I've been wanting to get this off my chest for so long.
So really, the end justifies the means.
It was for a good cause,
It was
Diane.
For a good cause. It brought my brother and my sister and their father, my stepdad.
Okay, fine. So, except for that foul language we had to edit there,
Sister Diane,
it's nice that your horrible, horrible sin about the fake brain tumor brought everyone together. I think personally, it's worthy of absolving you. What do you say, Sister Catholic?
Catholic. Yeah. I too absolve Diane of that sin. I think she did it for a good reason.
choir boy Eric of the rectory.
I also absolve her of her sin.
Why, thank you.
Okay, put your hands on the radio speaker. You are absolved.
Okay. Walk in peace, sister.
See?
Thank you.
Line two is Brother Don. Good morning, Brother Don.
Hello?
Hello, Don. What have you done, Don? Darn it.
Oh, got in trouble when I was 15 years old for train robbery, Frosty.
What was it, the 1800s?
A train set, like a toy hoe set? A train set robbery?
No. Actually, we got a train car outside of a Coors Brewery, and I got 256 cases of Coors Light. Got away with it.
Yeah?
Got away with it. The police came to my mother's house with a search warrant. They found nothing. I hid it at a friend's house. 2 weeks later, they catch me walking through the neighborhood with a case of beer. Mm. 256 hours of community service at the Humane Society cleaning dog kennels.
Oh, well, you've learned your lesson, haven't thou, thy, thee? Mm. Don, how many cases?
I don't know about learned my lesson. It took me an entire school year and an entire summer to work it off. Went into the military, thought it was going to block me from a security clearance. Fortunately, minor records were sealed, and
that's good.
I never told anybody.
Well, now that you've done it, Don, I'm sure you feel better now, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, how many cases was it again?
256 cases.
Where do you hide something like that at a friend's house?
In the garage at a house that's totally away from mine. We actually, Frosty, took a pickup truck back to the boxcar 3 times. On the third trip, the whole boxcar was empty, so it was a neighborhood. It wasn't just me. I'm the only guy that got caught, though.
Don, I need to confer with my counsel. Well, I know it's a rough one, but I think
he it was barely beer. It was Coors Light.
Okay, you're right. Know. Yeah, and he shows remorse. Eric from the rectory.
I absolve him.
I mean, it doesn't sound like he really learned his lesson.
He went into the military. He fought for our country. He's absolved.
It's a victimless crime. It's a boxcar.
All right, because of that, I also absolve the military.
Don, you are absolved.
Brother.
Line three, Crab.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Crab. What have you done?
I need to get this off my chest, Father Frostini.
Yes.
About 5 years ago, I was doing a marriage ceremony out in wine country, Temecula, and it went perfectly, nailed it. So we were sitting down, having some cocktails, and listening to the speeches of, you know, everybody, and the bridesmaid gets up and says, starts talking about the bride, and she says, oh, we were such good friends, and we used to meet out by the dumpster every night at midnight. And I said, something possessed me to yell white trash, and nobody knew it was me, but I felt so bad. I felt like a clown under the table.
At a wedding you yelled at?
The wedding that he officiated.
Yes.
It's a nice day for a white trash wedding.
And, they were talking about meeting out by the dumpster, and I thought it was a comedy club moment, so I just yelled out white trash.
I don't think this rings my holy bells are not chiming on this one. I don't think. What do you say, Eric, from the rectory?
No way.
No. Sorry, Graham.
Sinner.
No. Burn for that one. Line four. Willis, welcome to the Holy Radio Cathedral. What have you done?
Thank you, Brother Frosty. Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any forgiveness for me, though. What we did was terrible.
What?
In high school, we used to terrorize substitute teachers until they would quit. The first one, what we would do is we went to school with a dwarf, and his nickname was Pockets. He wasn't a midget. He was, in fact, a dwarf. So he was really, really short, like about 2 feet tall. So what we would do is every day one of us would hide Pockets in our backpack, and we would carry him into class unbeknownst to the teacher. And what we would do is we would sit that backpack right next to her desk. And we would be like, all right, Pocket, you can't hop out for like 45 minutes, bro. She can't know he lays her in there. This got to be legit. So he would wait 45 freaking minutes in that backpack. And as soon as he knew it was time to pop, he would jump out of the backpack, scare the crap out of the teacher. And it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the holy bells are ringing. Willis.
What you talking about, Willis?
But please, we can tell from your voice you feel terrible about having done this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I have nightmares about it a lot.
Yes. I detect remorse.
Though. That one didn't quit, though. The one that quit, I was really bad. This is the one that I actually legitimately feel guilty for. She had Parkinson's, so her head would nod up and down nonstop during the classes she would teach us.
Yes.
So I'd raise my head like, oh, you know, Miss such and such, can I please use the restroom? She'd say no, but her head was nodding yes, so I would just go anyway.
Oh. Willis. Oh. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, you were a child. Yeah. It was the stupidity of a young, youthful child who would never do anything like that now, would they? Willis.
No.
Okay,
no,
you're
no,
sorry. You're sorry. You.
Sister Kathy Lick here. Yeah, I absolve you completely of your sins, and I really want to meet Pockets.
2 feet tall.
Yeah.
I absolve you, Eric.
Of the rectory.
Of the rectory.
Yes, yes. Also forgiven.
Okay, you are absolved.
Oh, good. Feels so much lighter.
Thank you, Willis. Go and don't do it again. See how much better we feel with these stories.
I even feel like...
Gets it off your chest.
Yeah.
You can get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
Like line 6, we find Joseph in his amazing coat of many colors.
Yes.
Joseph, what hath thy done?
I broke into my old roommate's house after they kicked me out because I wasn't gay enough for them.
You weren't gay enough for them. This is one for the Catholic Church. They'll let you take it, honey.
Well... You lived with how many guys?
Three.
You lived with three guys, and they were all gay, and you were the only straight guy?
Pretty much, yeah. And I had a girl over once, and I even told them about it. And the next day, they came up to me, and they told me, hey, you got to go.
Were you honest and upfront when you moved in with these three gay guys, and you said, hey, just so you guys know, I'm straight?
They were my friends in high school.
Okay.
So they knew. And so that day I went and I made a copy of their house key. And about 2 weeks later, I went back about 1 a.m. when they were at a gay club and I robbed them blind.
What did you take?
A couple Xboxes, a laptop, a TV, rent money.
Okay, you didn't take gay stuff then. You didn't hit it where it hurt.
No.
Okay.
What would that have been?
Well, you know, I don't know what gay stuff. What, you know what I'm saying?
If you want to try to trick you.
I don't think I wanted to find anything.
I don't know about Joseph here.
Oh, man.
I'm torn. Eric from the rectory, speaking of torn, what do you say?
Listen, he called up to be absolved. He does feel bad. Do you feel bad, Joseph?
I mean, of course. I mean, it was a revenge, but I mean, you still feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because I never found out.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm apologizing. I put the revenge word in there, too. sure. What do you say?
Sister Kathy Lick is going to absolve you. It's, yes.
You're forgiven, Joseph.
Don't do it again.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome, brother. Welcome.
Line 7, Mila or Myla, what in the world have you done?
I cheated on my ex-fiancé with a female.
And why?
In the same room.
Well, how? Was he passed out drunk or something?
Okay, so the plan was to have a threesome with this really gorgeous...
Hold on, now get rid of her. Dump this foul-mouthed heathen spewing horrible words on the radio.
Could have been a great story.
No!
Potty mouth. In, like, the worst way.
I say she'd been taken over by the dark side.
El Diablo.
That was the 5-star word.
Yeah. It doesn't get much bigger than that.
Nah.
Except that other one, but I don't know.
Okay, so we'll pause briefly to re-pour cups of wine, and I've eaten all the crackers, so we need to refurbish those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think so far? Who's our? We had Diane with the fake brain tumor story. Steve with the boxcar full of booze. Willis with the substitute teacher torturing.
Oh, Pockets. Oh, man.
It's our top three.
Yeah, okay.
Those are just so... I mean, I think out of those three, Coors Light guy's out for me.
I think so, you know too. What do you say, Choir Boy Eric?
I also think he's out. But don't forget about Joseph, who robbed his roommates blind.
That's true. Joseph robbed his roommates. Okay, still in the running.
They kicked him out because he wasn't gay enough.
Okay. All right, back to the holy line at 1-800-955-KLOS. What have you done? We'll absolve you and forgive you if you really are sorry. Line one. Gigi. Gigi.
Hello?
Gigi.
Gigi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Gigi.
Forgive me, Father Frosty and Sister Kitty Licker. I have sinned. What? I am a liar.
What have you done, my child?
I pretended to be a professional blogger to see if I can get a free margarita.
Oh, the horror. Oh, the shame. Did it work?
It did. It did. The manager came over, introduced himself, and he's like, oh, are you here to write about us? And I said, yes. And he was like, where did you come from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Orange County. What I do is I go around tasting margaritas, and I write about them. And I heard that you guys have a delicious margarita here, and I'm here to taste it. I'm here to rate it, and I'm here to blog about it afterwards.
That is freaking genius.
Margarita, one of our esteemed saints, Saint Margarita.
She's wonderful. Look what she's doing. Salty, but
My husband stared at me the whole time, like, you liar. And he was like, you were so good at lying. And then I was like, I've never done this before. I swear I've never lied before. Because I never really have. Because that's not in me.
See, that would worry me if I'm him and I see how easy the lie slowed off your tongue. It's like, okay, what else you lied about?
Right.
Okay.
I haven't.
All right.
It was just the margarita.
Okay.
In my defense, the margarita was really good, and I would love to say that Casa del Cocinero in Whittier, Mexican Paleta Margarita, is really good.
Okay.
So she's like trying to make it up to them for giving the free margarita.
And a free commercial. Right. Well, which, by the way, we're billing them for that. Yeah. So we just made $727.
Yeah.
All right, Gigi, enough. Okay, stop, Gigi, or you will take away your absolution. I say sure.
Yes, absolved. I say absolved.
Eric from the rectory.
I say no, but I'm over.
You're
2 out of 3. It's scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi, you are forgiven.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
All right.
Line 5, Saint George, what hath thou done?
I lied at a murder trial. The murderer went free.
George. Oh,
but there's a story. There's a story to it. So just, I'll make it short. A friend of mine's little girl was raped, and he killed the guy who did it. And I lied on the stand to say that he was with me, so he could get out of it.
Absolved.
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 What are you saying?
Absolved.
100%. That's the best one. That's the best one.
Bye, George. Hang up on that one.
I'm not even mad at that.
I know.
No, not mad.
Really, really?
Nope. No
place.
Get
to elaborate, sister.
No place. I'd have done the same thing.
Would you have?
I would have done the same thing if I'm him, and I would have done the same thing if I was the dad of the little girl, or the mom of the little girl.
Not very scriptural role.
No, but you know, listen, all the sinners have a past.
Okay, you were absolved.
Thank you.
You, sister, Catholic. Why, who are you?
Kathy Lick,
you are absolved. But I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
Line 7 is John. Hello, Saint John. What have you done that we can forgive you for? Saint John.
I threw a dead cat at a group of cheerleaders.
That's the most bizarre opening statement I've ever heard.
Why did you think?
Yeah, well, what had happened was, this is back in high school, and we're cruising through the neighborhood, and we did accidentally hit somebody's cat. It was an accident, and we felt bad, and I said, I don't want some kid coming out and finding their dead pet out in front of their house. That's messed up. I said, let's pick it up, and we'll throw it a couple streets over or something. So I had it hanging out the window of the car as we were going, and we happened to be passing by a cheerleader's house that I knew. And they were all out front, and I decided to throw it at them.
You threw a bloody cat at a group of cheerleaders.
As it was hanging out the window, was it hanging out with its arms spread spread open as a crucified.
Blood running out the mouth and everything.
Okay. It wasn't hanging upside down by the tail.
I was holding it by the back feet.
Oh, okay.
Back right. feet. Oh, God.
Well, the cat was already dead.
That's true.
You know, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
You got it out of the road.
Right, because he didn't want a little kid to see maybe their dead cat.
And the cat got to go on one last fly.
It started off as a good thought, but then it kind of ended up bad.
Right. That was John Hinckley's excuse, too, I think. I think I hear the remorse in his laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the remorse.
I don't think he would do that now as a grown man.
I absolve him.
Not never.
Okay, Sister Kathy Lick here. I absolve you as well.
Eric from the rectory, what say ye?
Who hasn't thrown a dead cat at a bunch of cheerleaders? Absolve.
There we go. You, sir, are forgiven.
Awesome.
It's actually the cat. You hear it? It was the cat.
See how this works?
Yeah.
Okay, we're still looking for the best story of all. Time for a couple more of you. If you want to get this off your chest, what have you done? Tell us. You just might feel better. Line 3, Lance. Lance, what'd you do?
I ended up taking a bag of trash and lighting it on fire and putting it into a dumpster, which I thought was metal, but apparently it was thick plastic. The fire got big and I left. In an underground parking garage, also had my grandparents' car in it. I was living with them, walked right upstairs to where we live, said I wasn't feeling well, and just rested in bed knowing that some stuff was about to go down. The fire truck ended up coming and putting it out, but it almost burned the whole thing down, and I think everybody needed to get a car wash after that one. All the smoke down there.
Did anyone ever find out it was you?
No, I actually told my grandpa asked me if I had done it, and I said no, but I told him I did see a guy, which I still remember to this day, who was a heavyset guy with glasses who was smoking a cigarette near the entrance, and he ended up flicking his cigarette into the trash as I was walking away putting my trash in.
There you go.
So he made up God. Okay.
And he caused needless car washes to occur.
And there was a huge black mark. The wall next to where the trash was probably needed yet to get redone. I actually went back and took a Polaroid of where the caution tape was all around the melted dumpster.
The walls charred like the fires of Iphigenia.
Oh, careful. Exactly.
Lance, I can tell that you're sorry you did all this. And I think he should be forgiven.
I absolve you, Lance.
Eric?
Yeah, I also absolve you.
You are forgiven, sir.
Hallelujah!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lance. Oh. Well, not thank you, but thank you for
being honest about it and opening up
sharing.
And getting it off your chest.
Okay. Well, that may conclude round one. Oh, maybe one more.
One more? Okay.
Line 6. Hello, brother Caleb. What have you done?
Hi, guys. I'd like to absolve my sins, and I feel pretty bad about this because I was smoking weed with all my friends behind a gas station right before we went to school, and as the cops approaching us, I'm the only guy who sees them, and I have a good, 20 seconds to tell everybody, but I don't say a damn thing, and I just walk away.
So you left your friends there to get busted by the cops for smoking weed?
Basically, yeah, and what happened was I got away, but they didn't.
Were their lives ruined from this?
Their lives weren't ruined, but they were pretty PO'd at me afterward, definitely.
I don't think so. I think you stand by your friends. This is a tough one.
Not getting absolved.
Yeah, I felt pretty bad about it.
Okay, he feels bad. Fine. You're forgiven, sir.
100%.
What do you say?
You wouldn't do that today, right? You wouldn't leave friends hanging today?
God, no. I love them all. I'm still here for them. I give them rent money sometimes. I care.
I absolve you.
He's learned. Mm-hmm. Eric from the rectory.
Thank God.
Yeah, he's learned his lesson. You're forgiven.
All right, forgiven.
Thank you, guys. You guys rock.
Thank you. His first day.
Well, children.
It's his first day there on the keys there.
Well, children, I think we've heard from several people in their horrible stories. I think it's time to choose one to get the grand prize, which is a nice prize, actually. A pair of tickets for Pacific Wine and Food Classics free food, free holy wine and beverages on the beach side of the Upper Newport Bay. That's going on
this weekend.
Yeah, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, August 20th. What do you say, Eric, from the rectory?
Oh, it's so terrible. The worst sin of all is definitely George, who lied on the stand and probably shouldn't have called a radio station.
I know. That's why I'm going to get rid of him, because I don't want to get involved in that. I just don't want to get involved.
You did hang up. Okay, bye, George.
Okay, right, well, okay. Lose that number, Sammy. No, we didn't. We didn't take any calls.
No, George, I didn't call.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
But you know what? I think the one who deserves the prize is the very first call we took, Diane, who lied about a brain tumor in order to pull her family together. A horrific sin for a very good cause.
It is a terrible thing to do and say. Sister Catholic,
Sister Kathy Lick.
Kathy Lick. Uh-huh. Sister, what do you say?
I also wrote down Diane brain tumor and circled it. That stuck with me from the time she's called. All the calls we heard, hers is still just sticking with me.
Well, it's the Holy Trinity. I, too, had circled Diane in the fake brain tumor story.
Yay, Diane!
Hallelujah! You're forgiven. Yay! Diane, you win. And you are absolved. Join us again next time for another thrilling edition of Confessions.
Can I take my habit off now?
Please.
It's hot.
We may do this again a little bit later on the show, Sister Grant. We're going to leave for 2 short minutes and be right back. Don't go away. Check the traffic. Lisa, what's going on?
Traffic.